Think about the stages of making an oil painting. You begin with the darkest layers and build up, finishing with white highlights, like the glint in someone's eye. This astonishing object is also a painting, but it was made in the opposite order. The painter applied the highlights first to a roundel of glass, and then applied the darker colors of the figures and the landscape on top. Three different metallic foils are also used, and the result is a dense and complicated scene replete with glittering details. Look closely at the dark lower portion, and you'll discern a large group of figures in a scene from Hebrew scripture. On the bottom right is Melchizedek, the high priest, holding a chalice and wearing a crown and sumptuous robes. Opposite him is Abraham, fresh from victory in battle. He kneels and folds his hands, and behind him, a band of soldiers clothed and armed like German mercenaries. At the close of the 15th century, there was a distinctive taste for images of almost unimaginable refinement and technical difficulty, and this object indulges that taste. It was probably used only for display, but it has the form of a paten, a dish for the consecrated bread of communion. The subject is appropriate. In the story, Melchizedek gives Abraham bread and wine and a blessing, and Christian interpreters regarded this scene from their Old Testament as a model for the sacrament of communion instituted by Jesus at the Last Supper.